From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for today's broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing an in-depth study of the law of God. In this age of easy believism and man-centered religion, it is important that unbelievers and professedly saved people alike understand who God is and what He demands of His creatures. Today, Dr. Cairns will conclude a message entitled, The Foundation of the Ten Commandments. The commandments which Moses received from God on Mount Sinai are based on certain truths. As the creator of all things, God commands obedience of all men, and He has a perfect right to do so. Every man on earth has an obligation to obey God, yet unregenerate man cannot do it. God has provided the remedy in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to save sinners and to enable them to keep God's law. Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of this message in just a few minutes. First, please listen to this brief devotional thought taken from Morning by Morning, written by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 28. Base things of the world hath God chosen. Walk the streets by moonlight if you dare, and you will see sinners then. Watch when the night is dark and the wind is howling and the picklock is grating in the door, and you will see sinners then. Go to yon jail and walk through the wards and mark the men with heavy overhanging brows, men whom you would not like to meet at night, and there are sinners there. Go to the reformatories and note those who have betrayed a rampant juvenile depravity, and you will see sinners there. Go across the seas to the place where a man will gnaw a bone upon which is reeking human flesh, and there is a sinner there. Go where you will. You need not ransack earth to find sinners, for they are common enough. You may find them in every lane and street of every city and town and village and hamlet. It is for such that Jesus died. If you will select me the grossest specimen of humanity, if he be but born of woman, I will have hope of him yet, because Jesus Christ is come to seek and to save sinners. Electing love has selected some of the worst to be made the best. Pebbles of the brook, grace has turned into jewels for the crown royal. Worthless dross he transforms into pure gold. Redeeming love has set apart many of the worst of mankind to be the reward of the Savior's passion. Effectual grace calls forth many of the vilest of the vile to sit at the table of mercy, and therefore let none despair. My friend, by that love looking out of Jesus' tearful eyes, by that love streaming from those bleeding wounds, by that faithful love, that strong love, that pure, disinterested, and abiding love, by the heart and by the bowels of the Savior's compassion, we plead with you not to turn away as though it were nothing to you, but believe on Him, and you shall be saved. Trust your soul with Him, and He will bring you to His Father's right hand in glory everlasting. From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
I have written, says God, unto you, the great things of my law, and you have counted them as a strange thing. What a crime. What a crime to stand before your God and say, Lord, I received your law and I dismissed it. I despised it. I rejected it. I cursed it. I want you tonight to recognize something. Soon this little time will be over. The day of life will run its course. Your sun will set very soon in the western sky. Your soul is going to wing its way into God's eternity, divested of all your notions of grandeur and of all your delusions and all your false refuges. You're going to stand before God. Tell me, my friend, are you going to stand before Him as a lawbreaker, a law rejecter, a law hater? What a condemnation. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will enter into heaven, but, says Jesus, he that doeth the will of my Father. What then shall a sinner do? Think of this. A sinner must obey God's law. Yet a sinner doesn't obey God's law. And furthermore, he cannot obey God's law. And even if suddenly he could obey God's law, it wouldn't wipe out the guilt of the life of sin that he's lived up until now. So what will a sinner do? I have set before you God's commandments, his right to command, your obligation to obey. Now I've got to be honest. That law which is ordained unto life, it will rise up against you in condemnation, for you haven't obeyed it, you're not obeying it, and so depraved are you that you can't obey it. Is there no hope? Must sinners perish forever? Praise God, there's hope. This is why the Bible's written. There's hope. I think of the words of the wise woman of Tekoa, when she was prevailing on David to bring back his banished son. She said, for we must needs die, and there is water spilled upon the ground which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect any person. Yet, and this is one of the loveliest sentences in all of literature, and especially in all of God's Word, yet doth He devised means whereby his banished be not expelled from him. There's the hope. Sinners should obey God. Sinners don't obey God. Sinners are so depraved they can't obey God. And they come under the condemnation of God. And they are banished from God by their sin. But God doth devise means whereby those banished ones be not expelled from Him. And what are those means? Romans chapter 3 gives us the answer. Now, verse 21, the righteousness of God, that is the righteousness which God provides to clothe us with in His presence, the righteousness of God without the law, without our keeping the law, is manifested. Even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ. Here's the hope. You can't keep the law. You must be righteous to get into heaven. God says, I have devised a way whereby you can be constituted absolutely, perfectly, spotlessly righteous as one who can stand before God under the full scrutiny of the Ten Commandments and be welcomed as perfectly righteous. I have devised means to do that. By faith in Jesus Christ, God will impute His righteousness. He will take all the merits of Christ, and wiping out your guilt and your sin, He will give to you those righteous merits of Christ. And so unite you to Christ, as a head is united to a body. So make you one with Christ, that He will never again deal with you in isolation from Christ. But in Him, He will accept you. He will justify you freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. How does He do it? He does it on the ground of Christ's life and Christ's death, Christ's atonement and Christ's satisfaction. Here then is God's answer to the crimes of lawbreakers. What a miracle of grace the gospel is. You're a lawbreaker. What does religion tell you to do? As a lawbreaker, in order to be saved, you've got to try and make yourself a law keeper. But the Bible tells you, you try that and you'll be lost. The gospel is that God can make lawbreakers into saints of God without any contribution from themselves and their own righteousness, by pure and simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So He saves us without any law keeping by ourselves. And then once He saves us, He makes us lovers of His law. Here is the foundation of the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord. I trust tonight that you get that message. I am the Lord. I want you to see Him in His eternal deity and dignity. I am the Lord. I want you to see Him in His sovereign power. I have the right to command you. Your destiny is in my hand. I want you to see Him in the fullness of His grace. I am the Lord, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and I've redeemed you by precious blood. If you don't know the Savior tonight, I trust you'll get a glimpse of Him. Look unto Me and be saved, for I am God, there is none else. Look. Spurgeon said, I looked, and I thought I could look my eyes away, looking unto Jesus. Look, for there's life for a look at the crucified one. There's life at this moment for you. Then look, look now to Christ for eternal life, justification, and salvation. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. We want every head bowed in prayer and every eye closed. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. God commands us. We have broken every commandment He's ever given. And now once more He commands, as He commands all men everywhere to repent. Now once more He comes and says, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, heaven and hell, salvation, and I've shown you your sin, shown you the way of life, I've given you the invitation of grace, then come to Christ. God commands you to come to Christ. Question is, will you come? As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, just before I dismiss the meeting with prayer, I want to implore you, plead with you, and encourage you to come. Come to the Savior, for in Him God has devised means whereby banished sinners are not eternally expelled from His presence. Come and welcome to Jesus. If I can help you in the things of God, I invite you to remain as the others leave. Let me open the Scriptures with you. I'll be glad to point you to Christ. Father in heaven, bless Thy Word to every heart. Write its message indelibly on every soul. And God grant that Thou wilt, first of all, speak to those who are yet without Christ and save them. Lord, what a tragedy it is for people to know the gospel and yet perish. To sit in a church where they're pleaded with to repent and be converted and yet go on unsaved. What a tragedy to have the word of life ringing in their ears only to go down to everlasting death. God, have mercy on sinners tonight and give them grace to turn to the Savior, to make no delay, to receive Him and pass from death unto life. Then, Lord, speak to Thy people. Lord, enable us to walk worthy of that great name wherewith we have been called, that great name that has been placed upon us. Let's walk worthy of Christ. Gracious God, we pray, give us a heart to obey Thee. We ask Thee that this solemn sentence may ring in our hearts. I am the Lord, Thy God, which hath brought Thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Lord, grant that that will be motivation enough to make us live our lives 100% for Christ. Let me burn out for Thee, dear Lord. Don't let me rust or my life be a hindrance, O God, to Thee. Grant that to be the prayer of every believer, that in the light of who Thou art and what Thou hast wrought for us, we will, by God's grace, honestly seek to obey Thee. Hear our prayer. Now part us with Thy very richest blessing. Be the abiding portion of Thy blood-bought people. Grant that Thy grace, Thy mercy, and Thy peace will be our abiding portion. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.